WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight begins at least 3 weeks of staying away from the area of Briarcrest and the freeway during nighttime hours. Repairs to the Briarcrest Bridge after it was struck by a two-tall trailer will also mean the freeway will be closed this weekend in both directions. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports the nighttime work between 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. means a variety of lane closures on the freeway and Briarcrest. The freeway will be closed to all traffic from Friday night at 9 to Monday morning at 6, and there will be a couple of other short-term full freeway closures to pour concrete. More information is online at WTAW.com. Grimes County commissioners yesterday put in place regulations requiring Texas Central Partners to get a permit to cross county rights of way for their proposed high-speed passenger train. After the vote, County Judge Ben Lamont called it the first piece of local legislation.
There is no state agency designated by statute to regulate high-speed rail. Consequently, Texas Central Partners believes they have found a loophole that will allow them to proceed constructing this project unregulated. I stand here today to announce Grimes County will not let that happen.
Lamont says TCP, among things, will have to prove they receive the power of eminent domain from the state or federal government in order to receive a permit. Bryan police arrested a 16 and a 17-year-old following an armed robbery early yesterday morning at the Stripes convenience store at Boonville and Copperfield. College Station police indicate the teens are also people of interest in a holdup at the Subway on University in Northgate. Bryan police officer Kelly McKeithen say the pair were spotted by another officer outside the Stripes store at Briarcrest in the freeway wearing clothes identified by the robbery victim.
She advised that two males had entered the store and demanded money, but she refused to open the registers and they left the building. She gave us a description. We were able to look at their video system just to get a visual on what the suspects looked like and what their clothing looked like.
Officers seized more than $800 in cash, two handguns, and 20 small bags of marijuana. A new interactive exhibit coming to the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley opens tomorrow. Marketing director Ashley Cordes says the 10-by-6-foot floor piano is being installed today by Texas A&M mechanical engineering students.
The base of the piano is the keys of the piano, the black and white keys you'll recognize. When you step on the keys, the piano sounds in two octaves, and the note played actually lights up along the bass as well.
Corda says the backboard of the piano is a wet erase board where children can write their own music as they create it. CHI St. Joseph Health, partnered with Health South Corporation, have opened a renovated and expanded inpatient rehabilitation hospital. Director of Therapy Operations Leslie Hyde says the 49-bed space includes an on-site pharmacy and an expanded on-site therapy gym.
We have the newest, most innovative therapy technology available to our clients, in addition to the continued great therapist that we have laterally transferred over. And so you get the best of both worlds now here.
Pictures of the space and more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
It'll be mostly to partly sunny, hot and humid again today with perhaps a stray shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures near or a bit over 100 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds and warm, 75 to 80. Sunshine and building clouds on Thursday, an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Temperatures again near or a bit over 100, upper 70s to near 80 at night. Mostly sunny skies on Friday, low 100s. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Brad Mitchell this week. Texas A&M football hit the practice field once again yesterday. We heard from some brand new folks. Larry Jackson is Coach Larry Jackson, as well as linebacker Sean Washington and defensive end Deshaun Hall. We'll hear a little bit from them. Also talking Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers and Houston Astros were in action yesterday. And oh, yeah, the Olympics are going on. By the way, Team USA cleaning house. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Well, and they're talking smack, so that's supposed to make us feel badly about ourselves being U.S. Americans because
we're the best.
Yeah, and we keep reminding them. and you know, that's not part of the sportsmanship that's supposed to be all about the Olympics. Mm. So
I can't believe you're all about the sportsmanship, Scott. You're pushing that line.
But that's it. That's what the Olympics is all about. That's why it's supposed to be different than any other thing, you know, because you can talk a little smack in the NFL.
You know,
or the NBA.
I think the athletes are getting along just fine. I heard about how many condoms they're handing out to all the athletes at the Olympic Village.
There you are.
Yeah.
Is water balloons? Is that it?
Yep.
They're dropping them from the, like,
I mean,
the third story.
Do they not want future Olympic athletes?
That's
is that
right.
The problem? Like,
there
what
you
are
go.
They trying to do here?
Gene pool. We're talking gene pool. Anyway, guy went to a Michigan convenience store, implied that he had a weapon, and demanded the money in the cash register. Clerk complied, then called 911 after the robber drove away. Officer responded to the call, noticed a vehicle parked on the side of the road, about a mile away. Checked inside. Saw a guy matching the robber's description. Arrested him and found the alleged stolen cash. Everything's great. So why is he sitting on the side of the road, huh? Why would he be doing something like that? Ran out of gas.
Oh. Always check the tank before armed robbery.
I hate when that happens.
There's a box for everything, you know?
Info?
Mation.
You got to tick off every box before you go in.
Yep. You really got to make sure that's in the plan.
Have you got your Donald Trump mask? Do you have your alleged weapon? Do you have enough gas in the tank?
Oop. Missed it.
I thought you were going to say it was alleged that he had a weapon, so he was using his finger.
Oh, he may well have been. We still don't know that.
Aguilan Carpet One is your one store for your perfect floor. This is what our customers are saying.
I'm Barbara Holly. Aguilan Carpet One offers the most beautiful tile available. I was able to choose an Italian tile that is very exclusive. It looks like tumbled marble, but it doesn't have the maintenance issue. So I love my tile. It's so fabulous.
Come see us today at Aguilan Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
You know, it's the 10th of August. It's Wednesday. It's day 223. We got 143 of them to go. Many things to celebrate today. It is banana split day.
Ooh.
Okay, now, I mean,
but I haven't had a banana split in a long time.
That was what I was about to say.
Well, friend, that's been too long.
Because they are labor intensive.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of ingredients, a lot of preparation.
My thought is it's not something you make for yourself. It's something you pay to have made for you.
Agreed.
Okay, because I mean,
what kind of banana splits are y'all making? It doesn't take me very long at all.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute. Here we go. It's the Zach Taylor banana split recipe.
Yeah, you take two scoops of vanilla.
Yeah.
You slam them in a bowl.
Yeah.
And then you put two nanners next to them.
Oh, okay.
Unpeeled, by the way. And then you take the whipped cream that you always have on hand, you put it on there, and then cherry.
Is that the Cool Whip?
Why
or
is your banana
well,
unpeeled?
We'll get there in a second now. Are we doing Cool Whip or the spray kind out of a can?
The spray kind out of a can.
Ready Whip.
All right, so like...
Yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah. The stuff that you can shoot in your mouth.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say, you ever sit around watching TV and do that?
Yeah,
I can totally picture that.
And Cheese Whiz.
Yeah. That too, but not at the same time.
No.
Okay, now, to Chelsea's question.
Yeah. Unpeeled?
Unpeeled bananas?
Yeah.
You mean peeled.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
It's early.
Take that yellow stuff
off. It's very early.
You just made the point that they were unpeeled, and I got really confused. Yeah.
Well, you know...
Peeled, unpeeled. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It's early. I'm not used to being up this early.
Got that. Okay. And then, but, you know, my thought is now on your classic Banana split.
Three scoops of ice cream.
Three scoops of ice cream. And what are the toppings supposed to be?
Chocolate or hot fudge.
All right.
Is it strawberry?
Okay.
And then pineapple.
Yeah, see, now where the hell does that come from?
Yeah.
No, but that's, yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah, that's. Yep. But you know why? Because that is more pleasing and colorful.
I think so. You're right. Because you get three distinct colors topping all your vanilla scoops.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Back in the day in the shopping center where TexAgs is right now was the Southside Pharmacy.
Okay.
And they would make banana splits back then, and that's what they would do. But what they would use is this stuff that's, it was marshmallow cream.
Oh.
That they would put on the chocolate scoop of ice cream. Mm. And you know.
What about the place, Scott, over there off Texas? Swenson's.
Swenson's, yeah.
Yes. I feel like that's probably the last time I had a real banana split.
And again, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's been closed for probably 20 years almost, I would think.
But okay, thanks for aging.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But that was really nice. And the thing is, you ate out of like a glass container.
Exactly.
I mean, a special banana split
bowl. A legit dish.
Yeah, because you can't use that for anything else.
No. I have a hard time believing, though, that there's not at least one place in town that serves, you know, diner-style banana splits.
Well, you know, Baskin-Robbins probably does it, but not in glass.
Yeah.
And there's a new creamery out at High
Heard
Tower
about
Point.
That. Yeah.
And they may be doing that.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the other thing is, you know, should you do it with frozen yogurt to feel better?
Yeah.
All right, we just did 4 minutes on banana splits.
Hey, it's banana split day.
And it's also...
They deserve it.
Here we go. It's s'mores day as well.
Oh.
Have you seen now that they have the custom-made marshmallows that are square?
Oh,
that's very smart.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, and they put the little blocks of, you know, Hershey's chocolate there by the graham crackers, and it's
oh, yeah. Everything. Grocery stores are smart.
Yeah. Once you melt them, though, it doesn't really, I mean, they kind of lose shape
Good
anyway.
Good point.
Right.
That's exactly right. But anyway, and they're fun to microwave just because they are.
Yeah.
Especially when you leave them in too long and they explode.
Yep.
And also, if it were not the trifecta, if it were not good enough to just be S'mores Day and Banana Split Day, it's also Lazy Day.
Oh.
A special day for you to celebrate.
But, you know, both of those take a little effort.
Yeah, they do.
So
you're right.
You can't be too lazy or you're just going to end up eating a marshmallow by itself and then,
And I don't think you want anybody making your s'mores for you.
Nah.
I think you gotta be doing that yourself. All right, we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Kylie Jenner's turning 19.
Hey.
Congrats, Kylie. Hey,
that's awesome.
There we go. Some years on her. Lucas Till is 26. He was in X-Men. He played Havoc. So there you go. He's also on T-Swift's You Belong With Me video. Music video.
Mm-hmm.
Angie Harmon is turning 44 today.
Hey, that's a Highland Park girl.
Angie Harmon. Justin Theroux is turning 45.
Mm-hmm.
He's married to Jennifer Aniston, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in a lot of stuff. He's actually a good writer, too. He writes a lot of movies. Antonio Banderas is turning 56.
All righty there.
Rosanna Arquette turning 57.
The song Rosanna.
Yeah.
Written about her.
Right. Yeah, Riddick Bowe turning 49 for you boxing fans out there. He's former world heavyweight champ. Ian Anderson turning 69 is a flutist and leader of Jethro Tull. And actually, his son-in-law is the guy who plays Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead.
Something Lincoln, right? Chris Lincoln?
Andrew Lincoln. Andrew Clutterbuck is his real name.
Well, there he went for Lincoln because he's over here in America. Now, the other thing about Ian Anderson is that at one time he was one of the largest salmon farmers in the world.
Really?
Interesting.
Well, yeah, he married this lady whose dad owned like a wool factory over in Ireland someplace, and so he decided to invest in fish. So
I didn't know they had a lot of salmon in Ireland.
Yeah, apparently they do.
Okay, and that's all I got.
Well, we got Ronnie Spector from that girl group called, and was married to Phil Spector for a while. She's 73. And I can't imagine that you did not have Alex Michael, who was the original Bachelor.
Oh.
Dang it. You know what? I bet that was in here somewhere.
Yeah, probably. He's 46 and, you know, probably like doing ribbon cuttings at grocery stores.
Right.
Because I'm thinking he's got a lot of old 8x10s that he passes out.
I would love to see the list of the actual couples who have made it.
Yeah.
And are
still
together.
I think there's like two.
Yeah, okay. Pretty sure it's
And they were from the first few seasons.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back
when it was real love.
Yeah.
The truth and nothing but. This is is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Hillary had a special guest at her Monday rally in Kissimmee, Florida. Clinton opened her speech discussing the Orlando terrorist massacre at Pulse nightclub. Well, a local WPTV reporter noticed that the terrorist's own father was sitting almost directly behind Hillary, cheering her on, smiling throughout the speech. Now, the father, Siddiqui Mateen, is a Taliban supporter who tried to run for president of Afghanistan from his home in Florida after his son targeted the gay and lesbian community and slaughtered 49 people and wounded another 53. Mateen made anti-gay statements. Well, God will punish those involved in homosexuality. So will Hillary denounce Mateen's support? Or perhaps because he's a Democrat, a Democratic donor, she's just going to turn a blind eye just like she does for the anti-woman, anti-gay Islamic Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Werneman Flooring, Subway, and Team Ford.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Apparently, those targeted Facebook ads aren't working for them. Procter & Gamble, the biggest advertising spender in the world, says it will move away from ads on Facebook that target specific consumers, concluding that the practice has limited effectiveness. P&G says it's realized that its strategy of target marketing has become too narrow. And the maker of household goods such as Tide and Pampers says it has ramped up spending on digital sites and traditional platforms. Solar City, which is in the process of being acquired by fellow Elon Musk company Tesla Motors, has reported a wider quarterly loss as operating expenses climb sharply. Solar City is the largest home solar company in the U.S. Online review site Yelp has raised its revenue projection for the year again as it swung to a quarterly profit, though the San Francisco company struggled to attract users in its latest quarter. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $42.24 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are flat. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Good morning, 624, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, I guess they don't want to be the last ones to not make any money off this, but now over in Spain, if you really want to, I don't know, do the Pokemon thing, they've got actually tours that you can take for that.
Really?
Yeah, it's gotten to that point. But again, you know, that's if you're late to the game, you're going to try to monetize it however you can.
Right.
And so that's what they're doing. Spain has been hit so hard by the Pokemon craze that the agencies are seeking to cash in with specialized tours. Days after posting a job ad, Junior Travel, a company based in the southern city of Granada, Spain, has been overwhelmed with applications for players looking to work as guides for groups to hunt the monsters.
The monsters.
I thought it was all on your phone. I mean, you can be your own guide.
Well, that's true. But if, in fact, you are really late to this game or you need to bring your game up, then supposedly, I guess this person could be the facilitator. How's that for a big word?
The nerdiest of the nerds.
Candidates must be players who have reached level 20 out of 40. I didn't even know there were 40 levels, so now we know.
Yep.
So do we know if anybody who works here at Bryan Broadcasting is elevated in
any
level?
Oh, I'm sure that Frito and Katie have reached some type of expert level.
I'll text them in a little while and ask him what that is. Anyway, you have to be between 20 out of 40, and the company has already received 2,000 applicants to guide tours that will take place in various parts of southern Spain and Valencia, Barcelona, and Madrid.
I bet that's pretty, though. It's a pretty tour.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure that part's very nice. But when your parents are asking you what you're doing, I mean, I don't know what a travel guide makes. And, you know, and again, I don't know enough about the game. Maybe one of you two can answer. What happens if five people and, you know, there's the same monster there?
You can all catch it.
You can, okay.
Yes.
All
right. Yeah, once you catch it, it doesn't disappear from others.
Okay.
Which is why, like, no killings so far have happened over Pokemon Go, I would think.
Now, showing up where you shouldn't might get you in some sort of trouble,
true.
But not that. Okay.
But,
so,
yeah, everyone, because I was at the gym the other day, and all of a sudden, four people.
No, wait, the real gym, not
correct.
Like a
I was at the gym where I actually physically work out and exercise.
Got it.
But, like, four people run and got their phones and were trying to catch one in the middle.
Is it anybody you know, or is it just people?
I mean, I know them because
they're workout
my gym
people.
Is pretty small. Right. Yeah, but
okay, so it wasn't just randos like coming in off the street.
No, it wasn't. No.
That's what
they
I
were.
Was
no, they were in the middle of a workout. I don't know. It was
well,
even worse.
And again, like, yeah. And then how do you get back going? Okay,
right.
Where was I? How many reps had I done?
Exactly.
Where was I? All right. Well, okay, fine. Anyhow, and I guess you get tipped at the end. Maybe not sure. Don't know. You know, and again, I don't know that Geekzoids would do that. See, if you're nerdy, I don't know that you know you're into this tipping thing. You know what I'm saying? You might not be
socially
plugged into that.
You think nerds are bad tippers?
I do.
Is that what you're saying?
I think I mean, I don't know. I have no proof, but my thought is that nerds are bad tippers. So, anyway, kind of like if you eat at a pizza restaurant. You know, do you leave a tip at a pizza restaurant?
Right.
Don't do it. All right, 628. Here's some weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. I mean, just flat out, they're telling it's going to be right at 100 today. Heat index again near 107. So be prepared and do what you need to do to protect yourself from all that. We do, fingers crossed, have a chance of rain. 30% chance on Saturday. Saturday night up to 40% on Sunday. So we'll see if that happens. Right now, the wind's out of the southwest at 3. 93% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 78 degrees.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September the 8th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the rooftop of the Hilton College Station once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal or team fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.com for more.
What if you actually had the ability to speed up or slow down time? Well, actually, you sort of do. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
In 1941, Reinhard Heydrich was one of Hitler's highest-ranking commanders and the architect of the final solution. The daring secret mission to take him out was codenamed Anthropoid. Based on the untold true story, critics are calling Anthropoid action-packed. It earns its place in the pantheon of World War II movies.
If we fail, freedom will be wiped from the map.
Anthropoid. Resistance has a code name. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. What if you could create more time when you need it? Well, in a way, you can.
Since we know time is relative, I mean, that's obviously proven by science, and it's obviously proven just by our psychological experiences of time. Compare an hour with a loved one to an hour in the dentist chair.
Marnie Makradakis, author of the book, Creating Time.
Since time is relative, I believe that we can control time's relativity to affect the sense of our flow of time so that when we want time to slow down, when we need more time, whether it's because we're doing something we love and we want to relish it, or we need more time to reach a deadline, we can control that.
How can you control time? Well, Marnie says first by using your body's motion and movement.
Our inclination when we're in a hurry is to go fast, right? Hurry, 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 fast, fast, fast. When actually, if we slow down and just imagine that you have all the time in the world and just move in a slower, more deliberate pace, that changes our perception. That makes time move slower. And on the other hand, if you're doing something that you just can't wait to get over, you know, our tendency is to kind of drag our heels and go really slow. When, if you can, flip into a physical momentum, you know, get music going, get your body moving, that makes time feel like it's going faster. That's a really simple application that really, really does work.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Repairs to the Briarcrest Bridge over the freeway begins tonight. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan expects at least 3 weeks of lane closures on both the freeway and Briarcrest between 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. The bridge repairs are the result of a two-tall trailer striking the overpass 7 weeks ago. The project will also mean closing the freeway in both directions from Friday night at 9 until Monday morning at 6. That is to allow demolition of the bridge deck, sidewalk, and bridge rail, along with the removal and replacement of a damaged bridge beam. After that, the freeway will also be closed when new concrete is poured to protect against wet cement falling onto vehicles. Those dates have not been set. More information is online at WTAW.com. Opponents to the high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas cheered a vote yesterday by Grimes County commissioners. County Judge Ben Lamond says Texas Central Railway will be required to get permits to cross county rights of way before there is any construction.
Included in this permit, among other regulations, will be a requirement for any high-speed rail entity to provide sufficient proof that they have been granted the power of eminent domain by the state or federal government. Without such proof, the permit will be denied.
Lamont expects TCR to ask state lawmakers to overturn their regulations.
I have faith in our state government leaders that they will not take action to weaken the authority of our local governments or our ability to regulate county roads.
Lamont says he will be asking eight other counties in the proposed path of the bullet train to pass similar regulations. Bryan police arrested a 16 and a 17-year-old following an armed robbery early yesterday morning at the Stripes convenience store at Boonville and Copperfield. College Station police indicate the teens are also people of interest in a holdup at the Subway on University in Northgate. Bryan police officer Kelly McKeithen say the pair were spotted by another officer outside the Stripes store at Briarcrest in the freeway wearing clothes identified by the robbery victim.
She advised that two males had entered the store and demanded money, but she refused to open the registers and they left the building. She gave us a description. We were able to look at their video system just to get a visual on what the suspects looked like and what their clothing looked like.
Officer seized more than $800 in cash, two handguns, and 20 small bags of marijuana. The Texas Attorney General tells UT professors to allow handguns in classrooms or else.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a court motion to dismiss a federal lawsuit brought by three professors at the University of Texas at Austin. The suit filed last month sought to block the law, which took effect August 1st. The three professors argue the law is too vague for them to know if and how they may be punished if an armed student is kept out of their classroom. Texas had allowed licensed concealed handguns in public since 1995, but had previously made college buildings off limits. Austin York, TSN News.
Local electric providers don't expect problems meeting increasing demand with students returning to the Twin Cities, combined with temperatures around the century mark. BTU's all-time peak, which was set a year ago, was almost tied on Monday. College Station Utility reports Monday's peak was within 3% of last year's high, which was also set a year ago. The state's largest electric operating grid also believes there is enough capacity to meet what is already record demand. Monday was the first time ERCOT had a peak demand over 70,000 megawatts, which is equal to providing power to 14 million homes. CHI St. Joseph Health's Inpatient Rehabilitation Hospital provides occupational, physical, and speech therapies to patients who are recovering from traumatic conditions. St. Joseph.
Okay.
All right. Can I keep going now? Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was going to keep testing.
It was a test.
All right. Yeah, okay. So St. Joseph's, partnering with HealthSouth Corporation, opened its renovated and expanded hospital at the start of this month.
People here are going through so much trauma. This is the worst time in their life in most cases. Nobody wants to have to go to a hospital setting, but we really try to make the best of it.
Director of Therapy Operations Leslie Hyde says existing staff from St. Joseph's combined with state-of-the-art technology from HealthSouth gives patients the best of both worlds. Photos of the 49-bed hospital and its on-site therapy gym are online at WTAW.com. One group of Texas A&M students is giving back to the community by creating an exhibit for the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley.
They surveyed museum employees, museum visitors to see, you know, what really the museum could use. And so they saw a need for music-focused exhibits, and after lots of deliberating, they decided on this giant interactive floor piano.
Marketing director Ashley Cordes says the 10-by-6-foot piano is played by stepping on the keys and gives children the ability to make their own music. Cordes says the piano will be a permanent fixture at the museum and is available for children to play on Thursday. To find out more information on the Children's Museum, visit cmbv.org. WTAW News time is 6:38. It's 78 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Decades ago, your local electric co-op was formed to make sure everyone who needed electricity had it. As time went on and our communities continued to grow, so did the need for electricity. And time again, we've made certain that that need has been met. Today, we're still doing everything in our power to keep affordable, reliable electricity flowing. It was our purpose then, it's our purpose now, and that'll never change. Mid-South Synergy. We are your crew.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, it's 6:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
It'll be mostly to partly sunny, hot and humid again today with perhaps a stray shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures near or a bit over 100 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds and warm, 75 to 80. Sunshine and building clouds on Thursday, an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Temperatures again near or a bit over 100, upper 70s to near 80 at night. Mostly sunny skies on Friday, low 100s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up just a little bit in sports, going to be talking Fighting Texas Aggie football day two of fall camp. We'll hear from Director of Football Sports Performance Larry Jackson, as well as linebacker Sean Washington talking about some things. The gold medal count is now at 9 for Team USA. Michael Phelps grabbed a couple of more last night, as did Katie Ledecky. We'll talk about that. And a Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers and Houston Astros both rallied to get wins yesterday. So both Texas teams won. How about that? Talk about all that more coming up in sports.
That hadn't happened very often.
And not lately, anyways.
That's for sure. All right, here we go. Give Donald Trump a microphone and go.
Here's a statement that's causing the latest Trump controversy.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks.
Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Trump talking about Clinton and gun rights in North Carolina. The Trump campaign says he was referring to a political movement, not violence. The Clinton camp calls what he said dangerous. The Secret Service says it's aware of the comment, but there's no word on an investigation. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
There. Oh, Donald.
Yeah. Did Donald just put a hit out on Hillary?
I just, you know, every day, it has to be one more thing that he does. And again, I guess he just won't listen to the people who know better. You know, Donald, don't be saying that.
But
he goes up and does it.
You know, the thing about his supporters, though, is that's not going to deter them in the least.
No, not at all. I mean, I think he said one day he could stand on the street and shoot some guy.
I really think it could almost be like that. I mean, he has some backers that it really is, no matter what he does, and it's more or less their disdain for Hillary
the
that
system.
Has them thinking mm-hmm. that way,
yep.
as
right.
opposed to Donald. But
right. Well, and I think, too, a lot of these things he says are unplanned. It's not like they're yep. written in his original draft.
I don't know if he opens his mouth
and it spills out. Yeah.
Well, they tell the story, we talked about this a while back. A writer from The Atlantic was with him early in the campaign. He had no notes. As his plane is making the descent, he writes down 3 points or 5 points, and he made those 5 points during his speech. But that's it. I mean, that says he's flying into the city. He comes up with that. So who's to say?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it brought this tweet from Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat senator who tweeted, at Real Donald Trump, makes death threats because he's a pathetic coward who can't handle the fact that he's losing to a girl.
Slap in your face.
That's it. So, again, maybe she's trying to bait him for today.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and lay
You're losing to a girl.
That's right. Lay that thing out there and see if he'll get angry about that today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the best haircuts in Illinois political history, Rod Blagojevich, if you remember him, yesterday a federal judge declined to reduce his 14-year prison sentence for corruption.
Mm.
Now, guys, this guy was the governor of Illinois.
Wow.
And he's in prison now.
For 6 years.
Yeah. What happened was he was convicted back in 2011 of trading then-Senator Barack Obama's Senate seat for campaign cash. Because Obama had been elevated, that meant that the governor could make an appointment. So he was out pretty much putting it on Craigslist, okay? I mean, eBay, whatever. What are you going to pay for this? And obviously he got caught. But if you've ever seen a picture of him, just had this great swoop down hair. I mean, it was Rick Perry on steroids.
I wonder if there's anyone on the inside who can give him that cut.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking he maybe has a shorter haircut.
Yeah.
But
Now, have you seen his hair of late? It's white now.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to I'll
So
have
his
to go
hair
look at
has
that.
Gone. It's still that same swoop.
Okay, he's got the swoop thing, but it's white.
Prison ages you.
Well, that or he can't get to the...
Can't get it dyed.
Yeah, can't get the dye job anymore. Well, let's mix politics and sports because it does happen.
Yeah.
There is a groundswell of support for the University of Houston's bid to join the Big 12 conference. Yeah, and it seems to be coming out of nowhere. 2 decades ago, the Cougars' major athletic conference dreams seemed hopeless. Then, on July the 21st, Governor Greg Abbott declared on Twitter that the Big 12 expansion was a, quote, non-starter without the University of Houston. Within hours, more state politicians, led by Dan Patrick, and others said that they were supporting the whole idea, and suddenly the idea of the University of Houston joining the highest possible level of college athletics didn't seem so far-fetched.
Well, I'll tell you, it's big when the governor weighs in, and Abbott's a big-time sports fan. He's put stuff on Twitter all the time. The governor and the lieutenant governor. I think it's even better, though, when the president of the University of Texas says that he supports it, because
Agreed.
What the University of Texas wants,
yeah,
typically the University of Texas gets.
Well, but the interesting
besides
point...
Besides a winning football team.
Yeah, well, they don't have that right now. That's right, yeah. And again, we're not a sports show. We don't play one on the radio. But the idea is that I've heard that the ESPN folks might be against it, that they don't want it to happen, and they would just go ahead and pony up the money to keep the Big 12 from expanding. Have you heard that talk?
No, I mean, I've heard kind of some of that stuff. There have been media folks who rebutted that. There have been other folks that are, I don't know, have been talking about it. Again, money is the thing that walks and talks.
You bet.
And the Big 12 already has a big following in Houston, in the area. That's a market they already have on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're looking to expand that market and to bring in new viewership,
Then
Houston really wouldn't be the best one. But when you're talking about regional rivalries and things like that, it makes plenty of sense. Yeah. So we'll see.
Okay, and then the bottom line on business, I believe Disney announces their earnings today, and they've already said that ESPN subscribership is lower than it was 10 years ago.
Yep.
So they're not making as much money, and that's really, believe it or not, that has been what has held Disney up, as what ESPN has been doing and how it's been growing. And apparently that's not happening. People are clipping the cable, and that's hurting them a little bit. So we'll see. Anyway, it's 6:49.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Ground covers as landscaping tools don't go back very far. Vinca Major and English Ivy were fairly common in really shady parts of our gardens. Maybe 50 or 60 years ago, we couldn't get St. Augustine to cover there, and so our grandmas had little choice but to use some type of more shade-tolerant vine. It wasn't until the 1960s that we started using ground covers in sun and shade simply for their good looks. Unusual ground covers, that's our topic today. I'll be back with details after this message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come back with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. Almost every landscape today has or should have ground covers. We still use them where it's too shady to grow grass, but we also use them on steep slopes, in funny little narrow spaces, to highlight our shrub beds, and anywhere else that we want a different look in our landscape. Nursery growers have blessed us with a multitude of choices in a wide variety of growth forms and colors. For example, variegated Asian jasmine. If you want something just a little less common, plant this ground cover between deep green turf and low shrubs. The contrast of its white and green leaves will be striking. It does best in full sun or nearly full sun. Small-leafed hybrid ivies are very pretty. The Hedras, the English ivy cultivars, they're beautiful. They do tend to have some fungal leaf spot issues, and they're not as winter hardy, so grow them in a more protected, well-drained environment. Algerian ivy in South Texas, Persian ivy in North Texas, both good unless they're in waterlogged soils. In North Texas, Pakisander, or Japanese spurge, is lovely, but you'll need to plant it pot to pot. It is extremely slow to cover, very pretty in heavy shade. I like Purple Heart, Cetracea. It's a relative of Wandering Jew. It's winter hardy in about two-thirds of Texas or more. Dies to the ground with the first really hard freeze, but it comes bouncing back in the spring. It'll grow well in sun or part sun. Keep it moist for quickest cover. Artesia is a really pretty green or a variegated ground cover for a mostly shady location. In fact, unless it freezes or you trim it back, it can almost take on proportions of a very short shrub. It has red berries contrasting against its foliage all winter. Again, shade or part shade. Harbor dwarf nandinas. Most folks think of nandinas as shrubs, but this shortest of the clan makes a very handsome knee-high ground cover. There are other cultivars coming into the market. Harbor dwarf is been around about 40 years, and it's gorgeous. I like very much lamb's ear. Escaping from the perennial garden, this very soft, fuzzy-leafed gray plant actually makes a nice ground cover in a small space. Gray leaves, you want to pinch the flowers off. They do nothing to add to the value of the plant, and they do take the leaf production down. And then I like winter creeper euonymus, which really has moved into the mainstream. Those are a few great ground covers. More fun and less work in the garden in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Good morning at 6:53. Yesterday marked day two of fall camp for Fighting Texas Aggie football. This time, things focused a little on the strength and conditioning side with Director of Football Sports Performance, Larry Jackson.
You know, across the board, our guys pretty much, everybody got bigger, stronger, got faster, like they're supposed to in the offseason. Linebacker core, though, like the whole group, Sean Washington, Otero Alaka, you know, those guys, when you look at them and you look at their bodies, especially their upper bodies, you can really see how much more mass they put on. So, you know, those guys really put some time in, you know, trying to get bigger, trying to get faster, trying to get better, trying to put some body armor on so they can, you know, last throughout a whole season.
Now, you heard Coach mention the linebacking core. One of those players, senior Sean Washington, says the LBs are out to prove their worth this fall.
That's one of the biggest motivations for us, like going through the camp and stuff, going through summer workouts. Like everybody talking about how linebackers are the weakest link of the defense, just coming out here, getting better, proving to people this year that we're going to be one of the strongest links of the defense this year.
Sean and the guys are back at it again today. They'll host their first team media day tomorrow at Kyle Field. The Texas A&M men's basketball team revealed its complete non-conference schedule yesterday. The Aggies will host an exhibition against St. Edward's on November 4th and will tip off the 2016-17 regular season on November 11th against visiting Northwestern State. The Maroon and White hosts 7 non-conference games at Reed Arena, including a November 18th match against USC. That should be a lot of fun. To check out the full schedule, go to our website, WTAW.com. Well, the gold medal count is now at 9 for Team USA.
Masato Sakai down there in lane 7 is creeping up, but Michael Vaps is going to do it again. It's a reach for gold for Phelps.
Michael Phelps avenged his defeat at the 2012 London Games by winning the 200-meter butterfly, edging out Japan's Masato Sakai by a mere 400ths of a second. He would later win his 21st career gold medal as part of the winning 4x200 relay team. On the women's side of the pool, Katie Ledecky captured her second gold medal in Rio, winning the 200-meter freestyle. Texas A&M sophomore-to-be Sydney Pickram placed 6th in the event for Team Canada. Now, the U.S. also collected gold in women's gymnastics yesterday afternoon. The Americans, led by Texan Simone Biles, scored 184.897, 8 points clear of silver medalist China. Overall, Team USA leads the pack with 26 total medals. The Texas Rangers were in Colorado yesterday afternoon looking for their second come-from-behind victory over the Rockies.
Beltre swings and cranks one. Deep left center field. That one's way back, and that one is off the wall. One run is home. Here comes DeShields, and he scores. It's a double for Beltre, and the Rangers have tied it 5-5.
Trailing 5-2, Texas scored 4 runs in the top of the 8th and 1 more in the 9th en route to a 7-5 win. Adrian Beltre led the team at the plate, going 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. The Rangers, who have now won 4 straight, return home tonight to host the Rockies. First pitch is at 7:05 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And sticking with the Rangers, a person with direct knowledge of the medical decision says first baseman Prince Fielder will have to quit playing baseball following his second neck surgery. The person told the Associated Press that Fielder isn't formally retiring, but that doctors won't give him medical clearance to play. The 32-year-old slugger had a cervical fusion on July 29th to repair a herniation between 2 discs in his neck. That was done just above the area where Fielder had a similar surgery in May of 2014. Head up to Minnesota last night, where the Houston Astros were trying to put a stop to a 3-game skid.
That's ripped deep left field. Grossman is going back, and he will watch that one go off the facade of the second deck. A 2-run home run for Carlos Correa, and it's 2-0 Astros.
That shot came in the top of the first. Houston would relinquish the lead in the fifth, only to take it back an inning later in a 7-5 win.
Answering back after their big inning was important for us. You know, we can do that when we put up good at-bats and get one at-bat after another where we're putting up quality plate appearance. So that's a good version of us, and certainly I would like that to continue.
The Astros will look for another win tonight when they take on the Twins again at 7:10. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. The lead